You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The following insights about the two-pot retirement system are brought to you by Discovery Corporate and Employee Benefits. Retirement savings now comes in twos.
Retirement is certainly top of mind for individuals. We know that we have got clarity and finality on what is coming up in terms of the retirement adjustments that are happening in September. And I'm joined on the line by Chief Commercial Officer at Discovery Corporate and Employee Benefits, Guy Chernels, to take a look at these developments and where we go to from here. Good evening, Guy. Thanks so much for taking the time. There's no turning back. It's happening. The 1st of September is the day the president found his pen. He signed whatever he needed to sign. How do we prepare for that?
Good evening, Jimmy. Great to be here. It's actually quite exciting for a change. It's not often that things are exciting in the retirement industry, but at the moment it really is. Big change is coming. Maybe just a quick reminder for those who've kind of heard the term two-pot bandied about but can't quite pin down what it means for them. From the 1st of September, everything's changing in retirement savings. Perhaps most working South Africans contribute to a retirement plan through their employer and other people in retirement annuities and in their individual capacity. All of those people, when you make a contribution to a retirement fund, for every 3 rand you put in, 2 rand will go into a retirement pot. That pot can't be touched until retirement. 1 rand will go into a savings pot, which is meant to provide a lump sum at retirement, an amount of money at retirement that you can withdraw and apply at your discretion. But if you do need it prior to retirement, if you have an emergency as you approach retirement, at any point you're able to take that out. That's the big change. So without needing to resign from your employment, you'll be able to take some money out. And you may ask, well, what happens to all the money that's already in your retirement savings? No need to panic. The money that's already in your retirement savings up until the end of August 2024 will still behave the same way it has before. And that means as long as you're employed, you can't access it. But when you do change jobs, you face a difficult decision, as many have in the past. Should I continue to leave that money saved? Answer is usually yes, you should. But you are able to take that money as cash if you need to. The last little kind of tweak in all of this is the government has decided generously to make some of that old money available in your savings pot immediately on the 1st of September. So of that money saved up until 1st of September, your old money, that will 10% of that, subject to a cap of 30,000, so up to the maximum of 30,000. Will go into your savings pot and will be withdrawable immediately. And that savings pot will continue to build up with 1/3 of your contributions. And every year you'll be able to make one withdrawal from that savings pot. If you don't make your withdrawal in a year, that's no problem. It just continues to accumulate and you can make it at any point if you face financial difficulty.
Guy, this sounds like an administrative nightmare for you as the fund administrators, but also for individuals out there that want to navigate this difficult maze of what's happening here. How are fund administrators preparing for the 1st of September? Because I imagine if you are a fund manager that has millions of clients and suddenly everybody issues the same instruction on the 1st and you have to honor that instruction, it becomes quite difficult. Are fund administrators ready for the 1st, and are individual investors ready as well? Because there probably is a process that we as individual investors need to follow as well.
Yeah, it's a great point, Jimmy. It's if you ask how are fund administrators preparing, I'd say they're preparing frenetically at the moment. They are all making massive changes to every part of the organization. It is as big or bigger than you might think. But I would say most of the big administrators have seen this coming for some time and have made the appropriate preparations. We're now in the final straits. It's about 60 days, just over, until we get there. Ourselves and many like us are in the kind of final testing phase of all the changes that we've made. But it means, as you suggest, a complete shift. As an organization, a retirement administration organization, you're used to paying claims from people who have moved jobs and are now taking their money for about 1% of the members that you administer for in any month, about 1% in any month.
Mm.
And in September, you could imagine that being close to 100%, or say 50 to 80%. I mean, who knows what it'll be, but almost anybody could, and almost anybody will make some sort of withdrawal. And so one certainly needs to prepare for that. So that's, you know, 50 to 100 times more claimants in a month than you're used to. And so certainly for us, and many like us, have placed a great deal of effort in making sure that we can do a straight through claims process, which means as a member, you can go online, say what you want, put in your bank details, have your bank details verified, go through all of that, and your claim gets paid without any kind of human intervention. That allows you to do as much volume as you like without it getting bottlenecked. The concern, of course, is for big volume organizations like big employer-linked retirement funds that can't do that, where you may expect very long durations to wait for a claim payout. And as you rightly point out, there are some things that individuals and employers can do to prepare for that. And those who don't may also find a frustrating process ahead of them. For example, in order to make that withdrawal, everybody needs to have a tax number. So even and especially those who are not usually paying tax in a year may think that they would be exempt from that. Every single South African wanting to make a withdrawal needs to submit that withdrawal request with a valid SARS tax number, as well as your valid ID number or passport number if you're a foreign national, and some sort of details that the administrator can validate your request against, your cell phone number or your email address. So those sorts of details, you need to make sure, if you're an individual, that your employer has them, and employers need to make sure that they're passing those all across to their retirement fund. To their retirement fund providers.
Mm. Guy, I want to get through this before we run out of time, because we are coming to the end of the show. What if I'm about to give up my tax number? What if I'm about to emigrate and I haven't reached the age of retirement? How does all of this affect me?
A very good question. In fact, there are many kind of detailed questions like that you may have in mind. This is just one of them. Discovery's put together a fantastic information portal that is available to all South Africans, not just our clients. Gives you a little calculator that helps you to work out how much you might be able to withdraw, what the tax impact would be when you do withdraw. And that's available at discovery.co.za. You'll see a little block to go to that. Very useful. What it also has, which speaks to your question, is about 20 videos, all of 2 minutes length, that answer very specific questions. That, in fact, is one of the very specific questions. Because there is a change for people who are planning to emigrate. In the past, if you were to emigrate, and at the point that you formally emigrated, the point that you're no longer a tax resident of South Africa, you can still withdraw your money from your retirement fund because you've left employment and take it. After 1 September, if you have not yet withdrawn your money and you have now formally emigrated, your money will be locked away for 3 years. And after 3 years, you'll be able to withdraw it. So that's very important for people to know. Make sure, if you're wanting to access that money sooner rather than later, that you leave employment, withdraw your money, and then your kind of formal tax residency changes. Otherwise, that money will be locked away.
Certainly lots to consider, lots to prepare for. We'll have to leave it at that, Guy. We have run out of time. Guy Channels, Chief Commercial Officer at Discovery Corporate and Employee Benefits. Retirement savings now comes in twos. These insights about the new two-pot retirement system were brought to you by Discovery Corporate and Employee Benefits. On 1 September, the way your retirement fund is structured is going to change considerably. All future contributions will be split into two parts. To better understand the two-pot retirement system, Discovery has developed an info portal which all South Africans can access. Use Discovery's calculator to understand how two-pot impacts your retirement. Visit discovery.co.za and click Discovery Two-Pot to learn more.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.